Financial markets are on the move as the political power dynamic shifts here in Germany. Live from the nation's financial capital of Frankfurt, this is the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Victoria Craig. Good morning. Germany's benchmark stock index, the DAX, is up 0.9% this morning, with shares trading at their highest level in 10 days. The index is leading regional gains after the nation's Social Democrat Party claimed a clear mandate to govern. Preliminary results from yesterday's election put the party narrowly in the lead. Olaf Scholz, the current finance minister running for chancellor, said he wants to build a coalition not with Angela Merkel's party, but those that came in third and fourth, the Greens and Free Democrats. Still, the conservative leader Armin Laschet says he is not giving up hopes of forming a coalition. Christian Scholz, an economist at Citi here in Frankfurt, says despite this initial stock market optimism, there is a bit of disappointment under the surface.
Some had hope for a shift towards tax cuts, spending increases, especially under the left-wing alliance. Others had hope for a clearer mandate to reform the economy and modernize it. What we end up with is the usual centrist governments that we've had over the last 16 years, and therefore much of the same, no action.
So what do we see in particular in terms of policy priorities that could affect the nation's economy?
This has been a green election, even if the Greens didn't win it. The Greens are almost certainly going to be in the next government, so what they have in their program is likely to be what will be enacted first. What is, of course, interesting is what the other parties might get out of it in the coalition talks in the next few months.
What if we look outside the country and into Europe? You know, if we see a move toward looser spending policies, what could that mean for European countries?
Yes, Germany sets the fiscal tone for Europe. If Germany opens the floodgates, the rest of Europe will and can too. And that would really help Europe to stimulate growth and to get out of this trap of low interest rates, low growth and low inflation. With this election result, that doesn't seem particularly likely. The good news is Germany's European commitment is unwavering. Germany can stay the anchor of the Eurozone, just a very slow-moving anchor.
Citi's Christian Scholz, thanks for your time this morning.
Thank you very much.
Well, as Christian Scholz from Citi mentioned there, climate has dominated this election. It bolted to the top of the list in July after devastating floods rocked the western part of this country. We traveled through some of the worst affected areas to find out whether more resilient infrastructure could help limit the damage from catastrophic weather events like this one.
This is the sound of resilience echoing through the town of Bad Neuenahr Ahrweiler in western Germany. It hugs the banks of the Ahr River, which this summer burst during catastrophic floods. Many describe the devastation as the worst in 100 years.
Also, dass hier alles wirklich von Grund auf erneuert werden muss, das ist ja jetzt hier Rohbauzustand.
Everything's got to be replaced from top to bottom. Heating, electricity, doors, windows, my stock. I've only got two tables and a mannequin left. That's it.
Martina Kleino owns a woman's clothing store and accessory shop called Clara. All that's left of it now, though, is the facade. The light hardwood floors have been ripped up, the molding and white-painted walls are gone. Even the windows and her large shop sign above the door have been demolished. It was all reduced to rubble, now shoved in 5-foot bags out on the sidewalk.
Ich habe es ja morgens, als ich um 8 Uhr an der Kirche stand, konnte ich es ja sehen.
When I stood by the church at 8 o'clock the next morning, I could see everything. It was unbelievable what came through here. The mass of it, the force of it.
In this, the hardest hit flood region in Germany, officials said at least 130 people died. Hundreds more were injured and some are still missing. Many blame, in part, lack of advance warning, and German prosecutors have launched an investigation into whether residents were properly made aware of the risks and dangers of the storm. Now, though, focus is turning to ways to prevent storms like this from causing so much devastation, and the way the town rebuilds could help. A project about 125 miles to the southeast in the city of Offenbach could provide a blueprint.
We have large areas where the water can kind of rise and flood large areas, and that's very important that water can expand.
Ulrich Lemke is the project manager for a regeneration project at Offenbach Port that's turned the former industrial site into one focused on living, working, and educational spaces. He explained that the site has been designed to allow the river to expand while keeping residential and work areas higher off the ground.
we kind of build flooding areas. And then it's also important to have a lot of green spaces and not to put the water directly into back to the river.
Gerhard Hauber is a landscape architect who worked on the project. He's also a partner at the global engineering and architecture consultancy, Ramboll.
We need a massive change, honestly. That's important.
His company works on projects across the globe with a focus on finding ways for infrastructure to work with nature and cope with the increasing threat of climate change.
We just need to shift the focus away from just building infrastructure that's easy to build. But if we integrate water management, it's not more difficult. You just have to introduce it in the very beginning.
For shop owner Martina Kleino, whatever shape the rebuilding efforts take, she's determined to come back stronger than ever before.
We hope, of course, everyone in the region hopes that if this kind of catastrophe is going to happen again, that we really have time to protect our businesses or whatever it is.
Despite the toll all of that has taken on her business, Kleino is eyeing a grand reopening of her shop late next year. Well, we keep seeing that same story of resilience, especially in the Ahr Valley wine region. Tomorrow we'll bring you a tale about how vineyards have banded together to raise funds for disaster relief by selling flood-damaged bottles of wine.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.